fog, mm-hmm. but you couldn't see very far. Mm-hmm. Several mornings, get up and it'd be so foggy you couldn't see very far out in the woods or anything or back that way, but it wouldn't last long. Usually the sun would come out and it'd go away.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a rain that would just barely get the ground wet, just enough to just
call out a shout.
Mm-hmm. And then in the when you were a child and you wanted rain for the crops, what would you call that rain when it finally came?
Well, if it were a shower, my father would say, well, we didn't have enough rain to do much good. If we had a good rain, he'd be proud of it if it was needed. Mm-hmm. But I remember one fall that, just like last fall, it commenced raining so early till they couldn't get the cotton out of the fields. When it let up some, I mean, they just gathered bowls and all. And so my father had a gin. He went and bought what they called a huller gin that would take those hulls that goes around the bowl of cotton. And they hauled cotton to his gin, even way back in those days, over the bad roads from down south of Rice and then everywhere, to get their cotton where they could get anything at all for it, because it had rained till the bowls were hulls and all were rotten, and that's the only way they could gather it, just gather the whole bowl. And by him buying that huller gin, it would take that out, and they'd bring them from miles and miles around to get them gin.
You ever get any of the insects in it? Any insects ever get in?
In the cotton?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, way back there they had what they call a boll worm. It came in from Texas. Not when I first can remember did we have any, but then Texas got infested and it come on up into...
What are some of the little animals that live in this part of the country? What are some of them that you have in your yard?
I don't have any except little birds around me now.
Birds do you have?
Well, I've seen cardinals or red birds, mockingbirds, jaybirds, sparrows, and what we call the blackbirds. It's got another, they have another name. Mm-hmm.
And
little wrens. Uh-huh. Let's see. Woodpeckers.
Mm-hmm.
Redhead woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any little animals that gather nuts?
Well, we have squirrels, and winter before last, I had two little squirrels that would come in out of the woods back there and play back there on the patio, and they'd come in from the tree back, that big tree back in the corner of the yard, and they'd jump from the limbs over onto these two trees that you can see through the Christmas tree there, and then they'd come on down on the ground and eat the acorns.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that nearly every day, and I'd see them, they'd play around there and play around there. If something scared them up the tree, they'd go. And my neighbor up north of me here, Miss Sheila, in bed one morning,